Toe Hill. As the waves break on the shush of gravel, toss up agates under cliffs that sink into the roots of stories that have been told since wave first broke, land heaved, trees grew from moss by rain-fed streams, and people came from shells, from dreams, from spells of anguish and surprise, moon mouth rising from black water. The beach is drawn back out to sea and roars as each wave speaks. A woman walks where stone is ground, and herself is blown by rain and water and turned to salt. I walk with her. My lips, my tongue, my hand are all salt now, and hear the rush of pebbles in her fingers, stars fallen out of dream. Not like that other story, the good man's wife who looked back. Don't look back. This is a different story, where only water tells the words that it would tell, and only water hears its answers, question answers. And we must tell this story. In a forest house. In my house I hear a woman's footsteps step across the waves of wheat that break against her clapboard house east of the high coulees of Hawks and Sun in Washington, and feel waves shudder as they strike the sand of Carolina beaches. A lizard that skitters across a rock in Tijuana whispers in my house, as if a woman were slipping across the carpet to draw back blinds, to let the sun across a bed dappled with shade. I live in a forest house. A house by the sea listens to eternity, the first word of God, the calls of whales, echoing between Wrangell and Tierra del Fuego, the flash of salmon, the sun cascading through cathedrals of kelp. And when waves break at Tofino, feels the waves crash from Hokkaido to Santiago, and not the beach a few steps down from a door stained with salt and painted green. A forest house has roots and does not ride the swells. It is not a house in which to set to sea, the hold packed with biscuits and beans, blue willow china, blankets and beads and dreams. This house has no dreams. It is a house with roots that bends with wind and holds. The earth is a drum and booms with rain that strikes the taut leather of its face. And every sound, every whisper of grass against a horse's flank in Saskatchewan, or the pounding feet of cattle in Wyoming, that rolls across its strung face, booms and calls down the halls of my house, as you do now, closing the door behind you and moving in with your memory of other houses, other seas. Sonnet 157. In the lineup. I am in the lineup with other thieves and dealers from the street, in the glare of light. You stand behind the mirror with the styrofoam cup of coffee and the pigs who grunted us through the mic. Turn to the left. It's like a line dance in a country hall. I throw back my head and sashay up. And have the short one step forward and blow a kiss. I'm caught. I sweat and step out of the line, knowing you undress me right there in front of the cops, the crooks, the guards. They probably have the whole thing spooled on tape. When you leave, they'll give you a copy of the cassette, which you can play at home whenever you want to watch me twist. But what I want to know is, when you caught that kiss on your cruel cheek, did you want to rush down, swept by laughter, or did you think instead, tie him up? Because I can't stand here much longer without a charge in court, and if I'm going to plead guilty, I need to know what sentence you will give. Or do I get house arrest?